Don't throw in the towel. There's a tremendous power in the celebration of Advent because it helps us claim every promise of God for our lives, our families, our businesses, and our communities. Pandemics and adversities have a strange but common effect on most people. We tend to give up and lose hope. There's a popular saying many Americans use in these moments: I feel like throwing in the towel. Have you ever felt like throwing in the towel? I have on many occasions. The Advent story of Zechariah and Elizabeth best illustrates this old boxing metaphor. Like beaten fighters who'd been pummeled to a bloody mess, they'd given up on a hope of a child. The Bible text demonstrates their pain and loss. Luke chapter 1 says, "In the time of Herod, king of Judah, there was a priest named Zechariah, who belonged to the priestly division of Abijah. And his wife, Elizabeth, was also a descendant of Aaron. Both of them were righteous in the sight of God, observing all the commands and decrees blamelessly. But they were childless because Elizabeth was not able to conceive. And they were both very old." Can you imagine the shock of Zechariah when an angel surprised him while he was doing his priestly duties? The Bible says, "Then the angel Lord appeared to him, standing at the right side of the altar of incense. When Zechariah saw him, he was startled and was gripped with fear. But the angel said to him, 'Do not be afraid, Zechariah. Your prayer has been heard. Your wife Elizabeth will bear you a son, and you are to call him John.'" Luke chapter 1:11. It's no wonder he'd given up. He was an old man, and he performed his religious duties 1,000 times with no supernatural results. Just a truckload of unanswered prayers, dreams, and visions. Can you relate to his despair? There's another little mindset that made his life pretty discouraging. Being childless had a horrible stigma attached to it. Most of their Jewish friends looked at a childless couple as forgotten by God or even cursed by him. Yikes. Can you imagine living in that environment? Listen, you may be facing almost insurmountable odds, but God is about to advent in your life. He'll arrive in seen and unseen ways to help, to heal, to restore your hopes and dreams. It probably won't look like you planned it or like everyone else thinks it should be, but God will be God to you if you simply keep serving him, trusting him, and loving others. Don't throw in the towel. Look up. Your answer is coming, because you're a miracle. And I'm your friend, Paul Marc Goulet.